The revolving door of the juvenile justice system is a cycle experts want to stop. Medical and legal experts are among those calling for the age of criminal responsibility to be raised to at least 14. Currently, all states and territories have laws in place where children as young as 10 can be charged with a crime, brought before the courts, sentenced and imprisoned to juvenile detention. Dr. Mick Creety is a senior fellow with the Royal Australasian College of Physicians. He says there's increasing evidence to suggest children's brains aren't fully developed when it comes to decision making.
We know that the areas of the brain which control impulse, which control decision making, which control thinking through consequences aren't fully developed until the age of 25. So we are seeing a lot of what we could consider to be developmentally normal behaviour being labelled as criminal behaviour. And because it is labelled as criminal behaviour and can be charged under the law, children are being put into custodial settings which are inappropriate.
He says removing children from family and the education system into detention facilities is damaging to their development.
Settings vary and a lot are not therapeutic, and we've seen through the commission that a lot of the practices such as isolation, such as punitive responses can be psychologically traumatising.
The recent final report by the Royal Commission into Youth Justice in the Northern Territory provided a number of recommendations to fix the youth justice system. They included the closure of Darwin's controversial Don Dale Youth Detention Centre after footage of boys being tear-gassed, shackled and wearing spit hoods aired on television. Commissioner Justice Margaret White also called for an increase in the age at which children can be detained.
We've recommended raising the age of criminal responsibility to 12. Now, before you think that this is an incredibly radical proposal, many countries around the world that have very similar systems to ours have 12, 14, some cases 16 years. In Scotland, for example, their plan is to have no children in detention at all. But it's 16 presently. Our neighbours across the ditch, New Zealand, have 14 years as their age for criminal responsibility. That is the age below which no child can be charged with a criminal offence. They're dealt with instead as welfare matters.
Each year, around 600 children under the age of 14 are locked away. 70% of those are Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Cheryl Axelby from the Aboriginal Legal Rights Movement says approximately 86% of Aboriginal adults in prison had served time in juvenile detention.
Young people in the child protection system are 23 times more too likely to be in the justice supervision system. So there is something wrong with the way the current systems are currently treating or addressing the issues when our kids are going into care and leading in, you know, into the justice system, which means not just the juvenile justice system, but many of them actually progress into the adult system.
The United Nations has strongly advocated for the minimum age in Australia to be raised. Across most parts of Europe, the minimum age of criminal responsibility is 14. In Poland, Sweden and Denmark, the age is 15. It's 16 in other countries, including Spain and Portugal, and in some, the age is 18. Ms. Axelby says Australia needs to be on par with other parts of the world.